This is Upstate's HealthLink on air. Linda Cohen here with you. Well, since even before the days of Florence Nightingale, nurses have been with us as the crucial individual that can mean the difference between suffering and peace for the sick and wounded. And here in the U.S., without question, the American nurse has stood out as a key person upon which so much of our outstanding healthcare system depends. Carolyn Jones is an award-winning photographer and filmmaker who has spent the last 3 years interviewing nurses from all over this country for a book and a documentary film entitled The American Nurse. And she's here with us to tell us all about the project. Welcome, Carolyn. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Linda. It's great to be here.
So your project is called The American Nurse. Tell us about it.
Well, the American Nurse Project has really three legs that all support the same goal. And the idea is to raise the volume on the voices of nurses across America. I think people really don't understand what nurses do, and we certainly don't understand the wealth of information they have about us. And I think that the idea here is that we begin to understand that and access the knowledge that nurses have to help guide us through this kind of murky, stagnant water that we have that's the healthcare system here in America. So the project started off with a book, which is a collection of black and white photographs of nurses all across the country, 75 nurses, of photographs and interviews of them on location. And it's also a website that's very lively where you can see and hear the nurses talk about issues that they care about, everything from obesity to too much paperwork to end-of-life issues, all the things that we all really care a lot about. And then the third leg of this effort is really a documentary film where I had an opportunity to follow five nurses and go into the depth of their lives and see them with patients.
Hmm. Is it part of the motivation for this that perhaps you feel or it's felt that nurses are the unsung heroes or heroines either of our healthcare system?
Absolutely. You know, I had a great nurse. I had breast cancer and chemotherapy, and I had a nurse that got me through it. I mean, she was funny and irreverent and somehow knew all the right things to say to me to make me feel better. And I never had a chance or an opportunity to thank her. And I think that's the case with us. We don't, as the public, even going through something like that, really know what nurses know. We think they take your temperature, they take your blood pressure, and that's it. We don't understand the extent of their education or the value of their knowledge.
So you made both a film and a book. Tell us about why both?
Well, I started with a book, and I really, you know, someone said to me the other day that the film is kind of like a love letter to nurses. And I started off wanting to celebrate nurses. That's where I began, and to find out what nursing in America looks like. And I didn't want to just find out what nursing looked like, but I wanted to see the issues that we're all dealing with all over the country, everything from poverty and obesity to end-of-life issues to what are we doing with healthcare in our prison system, returning war veterans. I had all of these different issues that I really wanted to capture. So I started off by finding the nurses that were going to appear in the book. So only 75 could make it in the book, but
That's a pretty hefty number.
It was good, but the story was so much richer than that. So thus the website was really born and the interviews there. And then I just wasn't finished. You know, It morphed. I kept wanting to go deeper. And once I had taken the photographs of the nurses, I realized that I never saw them really in action with patients. And it's so intimate, and I wanted to get in there and put my camera right in there.
It leads me to the next question, which I often think about because I also take photographs. There's something very, very different in the nature of a still photograph versus a moving film of some kind. And clearly it's been so much written about this and
sure.
The idea of the capturing the moment in a still photograph can be incredibly powerful, but there's a lot more texture and a lot more depth sometimes that can be gotten from those live, you know, intimate moments of motion picture. So what did you find the difference was in your own experience?
Well, I'm a storyteller by nature. That's what I like to do. So in all these mediums, whether it's an interview or a still photograph or a film, I'm always after finding what the story is. My photographs, I shoot with a medium format camera, and I'm an old dog. I still shoot with film, and I love that. And I shoot with a Hasselblad on mm-hmm. a tripod, mm-hmm. and there's a formality to that I like very, very much. I wanted to respect and honor all the nurses, and I didn't want there to be anything disposable about the work that I was doing. And I don't shoot much film. I'll shoot maybe one roll of 12 exposures, and then that's it. But there's a lot of thought that goes into it, and I like that formality of it all. Film is a completely different animal. When I'm filming, I've got a cameraman who's there operating and kind of going into the places I want to go into, and I'm working with the direction side of it. So it's such a different experience, but I love them together. I love being able to do a book and a film.
So they kind of augment each other.
Absolutely. I mean, I ended up thinking of the book as really good research for the film.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink On Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with photographer and filmmaker Carolyn Jones. We're talking about her new project, The American Nurse. And you are here in Syracuse for a showing of this film, but it's also available in many different venues. Can you tell us about that?
It is. Well, we're still in the stage of the film where we're getting it out to theaters all across America. And so you can still find it. We're with Carmike Theaters, and they're showing it in, this is kind of a new way of looking at films, and a lot of the theaters have been transformed to show sports and to show, art events. Mm-hmm. And we've been lucky enough to sort of get in with this group so that the film is being shown a lot. Everything is on our website at www.AmericanNurseProject.com, and you can click on the film and then screenings and see where those are in the country. But you can also download the film, you can buy the DVD, you can buy the book. It's all available right on the website. I really wanted that to be the hub of this, because every single nurse that I've met, whether they made it into the book or the film or not, their voice is heard on the website. And the topics are incredible. The things that nurses are thinking about and dealing with are amazing, which is why I think that the mission, if you will, the passion that I've begun to have with this is that nurses need to be at almost every table, in every board, in every situation that we can think of, because their knowledge is so unique.
With that in mind, the thing that I'm really curious about is, how do you think, or would you have an opinion on how either nursing has changed or your documentation of it has changed with the increase of males in the nursing field?
Oh, I love that you asked that, because we have quite a number of male nurses in the book, and when it came time to do the film, I sort of fudged the statistics a little bit. Two of the five nurses are men, and I think it's really, really important for people to understand how valuable that is to have men entering this industry as well. We have so many misconceptions about nurses. It's goofy. I don't know why people think what we do, but, I have to say I was guilty of it too. We really don't know what this profession entails. But nurses are part of a very important team, and they do an enormous amount of work autonomously too, which is amazing to see. And we've really highlighted that in the film. But, the two male nurses in the film, one is a home health nurse in the Appalachian Mountains. And this guy, he used to work in a garage, Jason Short, and now he drives his vehicle like up creeks to get to people who are entrenched in their homes. Mm. And he cares for them. I mean, you get a story about, poverty in America, the coal miners, and this gentleman who can repair his own car after he destroys it driving up a creek. I mean, it's wonderful.
It's kind of the pioneer spirit translated into nursing.
Heck, he's like MacGyver all over again. You know, they can fix anything under any circumstances. I know, because I drove up a creek with him and we ripped off the front bumper. So I watched him repair that on the spot. And Brian McMillian, of course, is a military nurse, and he's working with a lot of the guys coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, very often having lost limbs, a lot of them dealing with post-traumatic stress. And I think that, there is a huge place for men in the nursing world, and we should get rid of whatever weird stigmas that we've got.
Or stereotypes, preconceived notions of what they can do. What do you think you've learned along the way?
Oh, my gosh. You know what I've learned? I've learned that I don't know anything. It's been such a wonderful journey. I actually didn't expect at this stage of my life to learn so much. Nurses know things about us that we have no idea are even there.
You've referred to that several times. Give me an example. What do they know?
They
that
know
we don't?
How we die. Mm. And this is crucial.
Pretty profound.
I mean, and as a result of knowing how we die and how we react and how our families react, they know how to help us live better. And why we don't access this is beyond me. But that's the main thing. You know, we're in Syracuse, New York, and I can't come here without thinking about the author George Saunders, mm-hmm. who I'm a huge fan of. And mm-hmm. I was just thinking about it today. You know, he wrote that commencement speech, which was floating all around the internet for a while, and he talked about, you know, you get to a certain stage in life and what's really important, and it's kindnesses. It's the kindnesses that we did or we didn't do as a younger person. Well, I think being with nurses for the last 3.5 years, I've been bombarded with that kind of feeling. They care for others.
And they live compassion, basically.
They do. And it is without judgment, which is incredible in this day and age. They don't care what your political party is. I spent time at the Louisiana State Penitentiary because I was convinced that it wasn't possible that you could really care for people as wholeheartedly if they had committed horrific crimes. And they do. I mean, nurses look at each one of us as though that's someone's child or brother or mother or father or whatever, but that's another human being, and I am not here to judge them. And man, we all need some of that.
Wow. That's really inspiring. Why did you choose, this is just my own interest since I'm somewhat of a photographer, why did you choose exclusively black and white images for the book?
Well, I think that black and white has a certain kind of honesty, and I wanted the portraits to be really portraits and have you look into the eyes of the nurse. But I did want to shoot them on location. So a lot of them are in settings that tell a story. Jason Short, we were just talking about. I mean, I shot him in the middle of a creek holding his little doctor's bag, right? So, but if it had been color, I think that for me, all of the surroundings would have had kind of equal weight as Jason did. But that all drops away a little bit if I really have my subject front and center and looking right into the camera. I'm a big believer in that these are the eyes are to the eyes into the soul. I think it has something to do with growing up in Amish country in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and I was never allowed to photograph any Amish people.
Oh, my, yeah.
And so
frustrating.
So I've spent a lifetime kind of wanting people to look right in my camera and right. Let me capture their spirit.
We only have a little bit of time left, but you've done so many other documentaries and films. Tell us about, you had a widely acclaimed book called Living Proof, Courage in the Face of AIDS. Just tell us briefly about that.
Sure. That's probably where my journey into thinking the way I think now really began. I had the privilege to photograph over 70 people, men, women, children, grandmothers, police officers, all different kinds of people that were living with HIV and AIDS in the late 80s and early 90s. And that project became a traveling exhibition and a book called Living Proof, Courage in the Face of AIDS. And this was before the AIDS cocktail, and these people all really knew how they were going to die. So for me, it was profound and incredible to be able to be with them.
Very inspiring work. Both projects are really very inspirational. And I want to thank you so much for coming in and taking this time to chat with us and share some of your insights. A lot to think about, a tremendous amount. And I think people won't look at nurses anywhere the same after either seeing your film or even hearing some of your comments.
I hope that's the case.
So very much. My guest has been award-winning photographer and filmmaker Carolyn Jones, who has spent the last 3 years interviewing nurses from all over the country for the project, The American Nurse. Once again, thanks for coming in. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.